Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Today we're discussing the deeper meaning behind people's reaction to Ebony K. Williams' response on Ayanna Van Zandt's show. She was asked the question, would she date a bus driver? And Ebony K. Williams' response. So we're going to talk about that tonight. Tonight's show is Let's Talk About Expectations and Accountability. I'm your co-host, Angela, and I would like to once again thank everyone for tuning in to another episode of Conversations with A&A. So we're going to get right into it. Before we do, please follow us on IG and Twitter at Conversations with AA. Once again, that's Conversation with AA. Instagram and Twitter we on. If you're interested in being a guest on the show or have any topics or videos you want us to discuss, you can contact myself or Avon at 347-460-2813, or you can email your request to conversationwithaa@gmail.com. We are live every other Sunday. You can call in live at 515-605-9322 when we go live. So we're going to get right into it. Once again, I'm your co-host, Angela, and I have your wonderful, beautiful, intelligent host, Avon. Hello, Avon.
Hello, Hotep Sister Woman Angela. How are you today? This beautiful day.
I am doing so fantastic. I can't even, you know, I can't complain. There's no complaints, and that's a good thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's a good place where you at the point where there's no need to be complaining because you realize the beauty and the abundance that you're in. So what is there to complain about? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's good hearing you, and I like to hear that energy coming from you. I'm in a similar space, and I look forward to what's going on right now before me, and I look forward to the future. It looks good. It looks real, real good. So that's what I want to say. That's a great space, and I hope that our listening audience is there as well. And if you're not there, if you feel that you're not there, that you get there as quickly as possible, and hopefully, you know, you come along this journey with us. We can help. We can inspire, you know, some of that in you, just like you inspire us. So that's what keeps us going. So I want to say yes. Thank you. I give thanks for this day, my life and everything that's a part of it and the people that's in it. So I wanted to say that. And now, yeah, let's get to it. Now, Angela, I know you've heard, about this Ebony K. Williams thing. What is going on? I mean, we're going to, what I want to do is just do a re-synopsis of what was going on, and I'm going to paraphrase what you said, because the thing that I see and part of what the problem was, when we get into these little sound bites, little clips, and then people just to grab people's attention, whatever, and get them talking and get them all upset and get them triggered. But the thing is, a lot of the times, people don't listen to the full interview. You know, they take bits and pieces and go running with it. And then when you sit back, it's a lot of he said, she said, and everybody's all up in their emotions and caught up in their feelings, and that's not what happened. And that's a non-productive trait to find yourself in all the time. You know, you may get, somebody may present something to you, but you want to, I would say, for me, I would like to further investigate, okay, where is this coming from? Where'd you get this from? And, you know, and then, okay, let me go do some further investigations before I speak on things. I know or depends on who I'm talking to. If I trust the source and they're pretty reliable, then I would venture to, you know, give my thoughts and opinion on something. But when you want to speak to many people, and the thing is, what I've learned, people are listening. They're listening. Now, in this case, what I'm seeing also is they're hearing things, but are they truly listening? Are they paying attention to what they're saying? So let's get into what Ebony had said and what she was speaking about. She said this was on her show, The Griot, which is under Byron Allen's, is on his network. And she said it goes on every night at 6 o'clock. So she had asked Iyanla to speak to how women need to position ourselves so that we can be in our divinity, so we can have our crowns right, so we can create and not build, when quite frankly, some of us feel that men available to us are not in position across the color spectrum and across the age spectrum. And then she joked, she said, trust me, I've done all of them. And then to that, Iyanla kind of chuckled to that when she realized what she said. And then she said, this is Ebony, they are not positioned to protect nor provide, because some of the statistics we've just provided. And after Ebony made her last comment, Iyanla asked her, would you date a bus driver? Ebony paused, and Iyanla said, because she kind of looked at his face like she was kind of confused, like, is this a rhetorical question, or how do I respond to this? We were talking in general. Is this a personal question? So Iyanla looked at her and said, you. Like, I'm talking to you. And so then when Ebony realized that Iyanla was asking a personal question, she responded. She said, if he owns the bus. And then Iyanla responded to her. She said, no. No, that's a problem. She said, that's a problem. Now, the thing was, I had just gave a snippet of the conversation, but all the things that I said that Ebony asked Iyanla previously, she had asked Iyanla these questions, and Iyanla had responded about the crown being crooked and how to, you know, she had said some things before then. So Ebony was acknowledging what she said, and then she asked respectfully, and she was quite seriously, you know, she was sincere. So what can we do? She said, I recognize I myself have been in a position, and I've been in that masculine energy. So what can we do to help ourselves? So when she had asked those questions to Iyanla, when Iyanla said that was like, whoa. But then, see, it was just that part, that soundbite that the people picked up on, and then that went all across the internet, and people were highly upset. And it was the response was ridiculous. Some of the things that happened when Ebony had responded to Iyanla, and on the show Sidebar. And she mentioned some of the things. She said the people responded to that out of the 50,000 plus negative comments she saw. People had said things that got personal. They started attacking her. They said, you go ahead and lead your sad, lonely, bitter existence until your untimely death. Now, that was like, what was all that for? Because people heard, all they heard was, she's not going to date a bus driver. And she said, all she said was that she was speaking about, she said, no, Let me back it up a little bit. She said, basically, she said, I said what I said. She said, it was you all that said. She said, people heard, I said what I said, and people heard that bus drivers are whack, bus drivers are broke, and I'm too good for being a bus driver. She said, that's not what I said. That's what y'all said. She said, I said what I said. And she said, what I was talking about was black ownership, black enterprise, and entrepreneurship, black liberation. So, and, you know, she went on to say, you know, that out of these people, all of these negative comments, she said only a handful of people even considered the possibility that a bus owner to be a more aspirational position. She also noted that she was not going to provide a soft place to land for mediocrity mindsets. She believes in black excellence. So with that part right there, then that's what I saw. She was absolutely correct. I watched the whole interview, and it was a nice exchange going back and forth. There was respect there. It was like woman to woman. It was a sister to sister type thing. It was generation to generation type conversation there, and to get an understanding. And there also happened to be Sarahs, and they both happened to be attorneys. You know, they were attorneys. So the thing was, it was a mutual respectful thing. So when Ebony was asking respectfully, what can be done? It was like Iyanla seemed to change the direction up on her and caught off guard. And then she asked a question. And so that caught her off guard. So this caught Ebony off guard. So she had to, you know, regroup. And then she answered Iyanla honestly, you know, what she thought. And that brought us to where we are today. And then, of course, people were picking on her, and everybody had comments. Everybody had a comment about it. And it, even her friends at the Breakfast Club, Envy and Charlamagne Tha God, you know. And she had always been a frequent guest on their show. And, you know, they talked back and forth on a variety of topics. So when they were saying things, I don't know what was said. It was done in the media, in the social media. And then Charlamagne had kind of taken accountability for that. And he said, you know, that wasn't right. Instead of this is our people. And instead of, you know, handling it that way in the social media, we need to have her here and talk to her directly, not about her, but have this conversation with her. And so when it started, they had two other people in the studio with them, two women. I forgot their names, but they were part of another type of podcast, and they were there adding commentary. So when it started, Envy, you know, they had a quick dialogue, and she, you know, you could tell he was ready for the interview, so he wasn't, you know, he wasn't as, how do I want to say, as animated at the beginning. But there were some remarks that Ebony had made, and she took some digs at him. And then you can see his confidence change, and his attitude started to change. And you could see him shutting down. And then you could read his body language. And as the interview progressed, it got, it got a little bit animated. But Ebony had held her ground, and she did very well. She spoke, she maintained her composure, but you saw the typical behaviors happen when somebody is triggered and they don't want to listen. They start talking over you, they start talking fast, and they just start nitpicking at things. So it was a sight to see. I know that I just did a whole lot of talking right there, but I wanted to just give the setup of what was going on. So, Angela, you have any thoughts thus far on what I had mentioned?
Yeah, I have a couple of thoughts. First of all, I just want to say that I didn't hear, as well as what she said, I didn't hear all of that stuff that was out there. But here's the interesting part. Ebony asked Ayala, what can women do to get a provider and a protector, right? Provider, right? And we're talking about Ebony, who builds her, and this is just common sense to me, right? We're talking about Ebony. She asked Ebony, her said provider, talking about Ebony. I'm going to do what Uma Johnson does. I'm going to repeat it. She said a provider and a protector. She said provider, and we're talking about Ebony Williams, who is an accomplished woman, and I'm sure she's making six figures, high six figures. Then Ayana asked her to date a bus driver. Nothing wrong with a bus driver, right? And when you ask somebody they would date, that's personal. That's not for the. That's not a sense of community. If I date somebody, that's a personal preference of mine, right? I might not want to date a guy that's 5'2". You know, is that? Am I wrong for saying that? I like taller guys because I'm tall or whatever. So we
not
have to like. Can she date who she feels as compatible with her? That's one thing. And I'm just asking these questions. That's one thing. She said a provider, bus driver, provide the lifestyle. Talking about for Ebony. We're not talking about the whole community. We're talking about this particular woman. My question to you, Avon, could a bus driver, or just a regular, we had talked, because I don't know how much bus drivers earn, but we can look it up. I can look it up. While you answer that, could a bus driver, Ebony makes six figures and more. She's an accomplished attorney, right, and public figure.
Correct.
Can a bus driver support her lifestyle?
Okay, I'm going to answer that this way because that's
the. So she said provide, and the reason why I'm saying because she also said protect, provide. She was specific in what she said, and we know the cliche: you get a good man as long as he's good to you. We know that. We don't. I mean, should we have to keep saying that? We know that we want somebody who's going to treat us good, who has certain morals, principles, and values. That's a given. You're a human being. That should come with it, right? She said a provider and a protector. Go ahead.
Okay. As far as that's concerned, yes. If we're breaking down roles, because everybody is very particular about that. Oh, men are supposed to do this, and women are supposed to do that, and so on and so forth. Now, if we're going to go from that standpoint, then also because that's biblical teachings and beliefs. So then also it says about something about being evenly yoked. So, and that to me would imply that there's on a spiritual, a mental, not necessarily a physical, but there's a movement together, and that there's a similar beliefs and thoughts there, a similar mindset there. So in answer to your question, can it happen? Yes, if the mindset is similar. That's how I see it. Now, just like she said, what she said was, she was asked, can she date a bus driver? She said, if he owned the company. So with that, she was implying to me, what I picked up behind that is, if he owned the company, that's a different mindset of maybe being a bus driver. You have to ask the individual what it is. In the hierarchy of jobs and what have you, there are certain things that falls in certain classes and what have you, you know.
Avon, stop. You're killing me. I'm seriously. You're killing me. She said,
right, you want me
she
to say,
said it,
yes,
Avon.
Look. No, for her.
She said, no,
for
she
her.
Said
well,
if he owns
for
the
her.
Bus. I'm asking you if it, I'm, what I'm asking you, Avon, is simple. She said if he owns a bus. I'm talking about a regular bus driver, okay? Mm-hmm. A regular bus driver. Now he owned the bus. She said if he owns the bus, but, and she answered that, and Ayana, that was in cool, to say that she's wrong about her personal preference. Didn't you have Kevin Samuels that was saying average at best and was telling women that they should be with average people? Right? So
okay.
Should that average people be upset?
She was upset
about those talking points. So what she was saying for herself.
There's nothing wrong with what she was saying.
I have an attorney friend, and this is what she was mentioning when we said that. All right, you go. She got a six figure salary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably six figures. We're just using some thoughts here, and I don't have to be right, and whoever was talking to me don't have to be right because I ask other people's opinion. So you have a bus driver, right? Hard earned working man. He's making let's just say $65,000. That's not what they make, but in the beginning. But let's just say he makes $65,000 because I believe that a lot of times these jobs don't pay what people is really worth. They are underpaid. Like school teachers, I believe school teachers are underpaid, highly underpaid. Okay. Let's just say he makes $50,000-$60,000, right? And she makes $200,000-$300,000.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go on vacation. She's used to going to exotic vacations. Who's going to pay for the vacation? Let's say, for instance, they move. They say, okay, I like you, Mr. Bus Driver. Let's move into, you know, someplace fancy. Who is going to fit that bill?
He can
provider.
Do it. He can foot it. Now you want to ask me how?
He can foot it. Now, can that net wait?
No, no.
On.
I said
okay.
He can foot it. No. I said
so
he can
the
foot
provider?
It. No. Don't. He could be the provider. Why can't he be the provider? Excuse me. You talk about
house
exotic.
Can he afford? I'm a realist. Yeah. How much house can he afford? Let's just say they want to move in together. You making $250,000 as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
He, because there's some requirements that need to happen right now. So we're talking about that. You making $250,000. He making $60,000. Y'all want to move. She's used to a certain lifestyle. Do she go by his income or do she live by based on her income? Does she bring herself up to stay on her level or do she say, you know what, let's go to get the house that you can afford?
What we're doing is we're conflating things here. We're conflating things here. Okay, a bus driver.
She said provider.
Can I answer the question? Or let me make a statement. I heard what you said and what she said. Now, the question is, can a bus driver, handle and provide? Yes, he can. However, now here's the other thing. What we say, now, if we're talking about the job of a bus driver, what he does or whatever, the normal base pay, what he makes to her, they're two different things, and she will make substantially much more than he does. Now, if you're talking about the person, that's a different story. He is not his job. There are some people who identify as their job what they do. And if he does, that's a whole nother can of worms that you're talking about there. Now, if you're talking about the person and their mindset He can't be equally yoked. You don't know what he's doing. What is that? He happens to drive a bus. Now, what else? He got a mindset.
Hey,
he got the mindset.
We're just talking about just the bus driver. We don't know his. We don't know nothing else about him. He's a nice guy. Okay, I'm gonna give you a scenario. The guy is nice. He takes care of his mother. He go to church with his mother on the weekends. He takes care of his kids. You understand? He's a fun guy to be with. He's happy. He's doing no problem. He just drives a bus. As a matter of fact, he's happy driving a bus. This guy is extremely happy driving a bus. Okay? It's nothing wrong with the guy. The guy is like, you know, he's a good guy. He prays. You know, he even pray over his woman. He's good. He makes six chief, and let's just say that's a normal thing, because that should be normal. People should be good. Decent, at least, right? Respectable. Mm-hmm. Honorable. We're not talking about that. That's a given.
I'm not even talking about being nice. I got what you're saying. And the thing is, okay, and that's what happened now.
Provider.
I'm conflating. I'm conflating as well. We're talking about her. We just talk about her. For what she's saying, no.
Losing her value.
No, we're talking about Ebony to her, no. Because what I was conflating is what Yana conflated. No, we're talking about something in general. Let me finish the statement. I'm admitting I conflated some issues together, just like Iyanla did. When they were talking in general. Then Iyanla switched it up and made it personal. So now we're talking about Ebony.
Thank
K.
you.
Williams. I'm not going to talk about everything
about
else.
We're talking about Ebony.
Well,
right.
For Ebony, no.
Every
well, we got that.
Right. That's what
so
I'm
now
saying.
I'm saying. So the
that's
answer
the
to
only
that.
Thing I'm saying.
So let me answer that. So to that, because I did that. So I'm clearing that up. No, for Ebony, no.
Thank you.
Because Ebony has a standard of excellence. She believes in black excellence. She is not into mediocre. And from what she is saying is. That, yes, we cannot get stuck in that mediocre and enough is enough. She sees excellence in what we can do and our potential. We have a lot going on there, and we haven't even barely tapped into it. So for her, the answer is no. No.
And I'm not even saying about the excellence part that the bus driver is not a bus driver. Because a bus driver get me to my destination safe and sound. He's an excellent bus driver in my eyesight. So once I get to my destination, right? So I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the provider part for Ebony. And that's
for
what
her?
Ebony, like
no.
you just did. Just like, you see, just like you just did. We thought about others. We thought about, but what about this person? What about this person? She was talking about herself. And Iyanla said, you're wrong. How can she be wrong about her own standards, whether she get it or not? So now we can't have individual standards? I'm confused. So, Iyanla, that's like someone coming on our show and we ask them their opinion, and we say, that's where you're going wrong at. For themselves. She didn't say the general. She didn't say in general. You just said that to me the other day. I was talking about in general. She said, you said no. What about you, Angela? Forget about everyone else. I'm asking you this personal question. So why she can't answer it on a personal level? She didn't say that. And you made the same mistake that thousands and millions of people was making based on what she wants. So should we penalize her for that?
Oh, no, no. Wait. No, wait a minute. I didn't penalize her. No. See, yeah, let's
no,
let's
I'm
separate
not
it. Cause you
penalize
that,
her. I'm
no,
saying
but,
should she be penalized
talk about
for that?
People. No, not at all. That's what I'm saying. That is her preference. But the thing is, she did not start the conversation. Iyanla did that. It flipped it and made it personal. So so that's where it got into problem. There is no problem with what Ebony wants for herself. is that actually there's no issue with anybody else. If you got somebody that agrees with it and is willing to go along with it, what's the problem? What is the problem? So, no, she was not wrong. Not at all. Not even a little bit. Because, and I understand where she was coming from when she said it and why she said it. I had no problem at all with anything that Ebony had said. Nothing at all. So, and
I think relationship or who you choose is relative. I think it's relative to a whole, and it includes a whole lot of other involved. Ayana said that she would date a bus driver, but she would put her money and stuff away. She say something like that?
Yes, she did. She said she'd have it in a, what you call those things, prenup. She'd protect her little bit of stuff as she had.
But, all right. So some people might find that offensive. Like, you wouldn't want men to do that, but here it is, woman doing that. So it's all relative. And, okay, I'm going to ask you this. I have seen this in real time. I've talked to attorneys. And they said this happens a lot, at least with women. So you making $250,000. You get a guy, a nice guy, sweet guy, everything what people say. He makes $50,000. You used to traveling. You used to living in a certain lifestyle. You used to being, you know, you used to going to restaurants easily could spend $100, $200, right? Because when you're making a certain type of money, you don't really people that don't earn that type of money will look for it and be more cautious about. When you earn a certain amount of money, you're not as cautious. So you can easily go to eat dinner or breakfast for $100 and some easily and up, right? That's nothing. That's not going to hurt you. But somebody that's making $50,000, $60,000, cannot do that, right? So could you... If you're making $250,000 and you meet someone that makes $50,000, can he be a provider for you? Or do you, and this is my question for you, or do you lower, not your standards, but lower your living standards, or your lifestyle, lower your lifestyle so he can feel comfortable as a man taking care? So that means that, And there's ways you can do it, right? So that means that if you meet a guy who makes $60,000, you make $200,000. Do you stop making the $200,000 so you can meet him at his level so you can say, you know,
no.
So he could be a provider and you live according to that?
No.
Finish. You live according to that? You're with saying, you know what, I'm going to take him because he's nice. He believes in God. He's fit. He's all these things that everyone says that they want in a man. Every woman say that they want in a man. But I earn more than him. Why can't sacrifice your lifestyle, being that you was living that lifestyle, so now when you meet him, you lower your lifestyle, the standards in your lifestyle, and so that way he could become the provider. You put your money aside, you put it up, or wherever, like Avant Yana said, and then you live according to his lifestyle so y'all both can feel, he could feel like the provider. What's wrong with that?
Okay. You asked a lot of questions there. And the answer to the first question, should you give up your lifestyle because he... No. Because that goes back to conversations that we had before, earlier, when you have core values and when you come in together with people, you don't negotiate core values and core beliefs. Because you're in a relationship. When you're in a relationship, that's when the negotiations happen if you decide that you're going to be in a relationship. So that's when all this talking needs to come out and what do you think about this and that and how do you feel. And then you need to have those tough conversations. And then you're tapped in enough, you know what the answer is, then pick up what they're really saying and what they're not saying, reading in between the lines. You don't lower your to be in a relationship. What sense would that make? Because then you're no longer who you are. But it's not just about money. It's just about, that's, you hear that, the phrase, you hear it like dimming your light so somebody else, so they will feel comfortable. Then if they're not feeling comfortable, that says something else, that you're incompatible. So then you're not evenly yoked. If you're having strong conversations about that and people are feeling the way and getting caught up in their feelings, that says a whole lot more. So you don't stop being who you are because somebody feels the way about it, especially if you're not throwing it in their face. So the answer to that question is an emphatic no. No. Now, what I would say
Ayana
is,
let me finish.
Right. So the thing is, so what I would say next is, the other thing is, no, I would not throw it in his face either. What kind of nonsense is that? That's being vain and what is the word? Arrogant and stuff. For what? What do I need to do that? That's for anybody, let alone your partner. Why I got to throw up what I'm making in your face? First of all, that is not something that needs to be discussed unless we were business partner and we were doing that all along. So certain things, you know, they can have a general idea. They know that you were in business when you came together and you were having these discussions. They know this. But you don't have to go into the details of how much or whatever, because if they get stuck in that, these are things that we need to look at and recognize. So then, hey, maybe these are some flags here. So you need to do some more investigation. Sometimes you know off the rip that no matter how much investigation, how much talking, this ain't going to change. So it's best to just walk away and leave it. So see, these are the things, like you say, when we learn about relationships ourselves through other people, and then that also, when we have to pay attention, make sure we're doing that self-work as well. So I hope I answered most of your questions. Is there something that I didn't answer? Did I leave out a part of something that you asked?
Actually, would you date, if you're making $250,000, would you date a gentleman making $60,000?
I would, if he met the criteria that how Avon operates. I cannot talk about somebody else. I have to know that you have a similar mindset. We have similar goals and we're on the same page. If we don't have that going, I don't care how much money, who got what, it ain't going to work. Because we're not on the same mind.
Say for instance, y'all on the same mind, you and this guy, right? You and this guy is on the same mindset. He thinks like you do, on the same mindset. Okay. You used to live in a certain financial lifestyle, right? He's used to living a certain lifestyle. Whose lifestyle do y'all choose to live by, and who's going to pay for it? If you say, okay, you know what, I'm used to living here, I'm going to move, and we're going to go by what you can afford. Do you do that, or do you say, I'm used to living like this, oh, well, because he can't afford it. He won't be able to afford it. What do you do in those circumstances? And that's what I believe that she was trying to talk about, because there's a lot of professional women that are going through that. Women that's making $200,000-$300,000. I have a friend that's an attorney, and she was discussing this very same issue. We discussed this.
Do you want to answer that question
situation
first before you got to go into that? You want me to answer?
No,
that
I
question?
Want to ask you that. Yes.
Well,
yes.
That's what I'm saying. Do you want me to answer that? So.
No, you asked it. You
answered. No, you asked. You want me to answer that question that you just asked? You were asking
yes.
a question, and then you were going into something else. I said, do you want me to answer the question? The answer to that is, you said it right there. We're of the same mind. So that says a whole lot. We're on the same page. So that kind of leads to and implies that, yeah, we're on the same page. We got the same mindset, so we can work it out. And it's a doable thing just by that concept. I said, we have to be on the same page and have a similar mindset. So if that is in place, then the answer is yes. Now, the next question you're answering is who's going to pay for whose lifestyle, but we're on the same page, whatever, so that's different. But that would be in the conversation. We'd have that. Well, okay, first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let him lead, because that means he had met prerequisites before we got into place. So that's what made me continue to go on to seek further if this is something that we can do. So he meets those criteria. Okay, so then the next thing is, all right, so we're discussing it. Yes, I'm going to let you lead. because I trust you. You have shown me a lot of signs that you are meeting, you meet a lot of the things that I want and I'm looking for. So then we got that. So I'll let you lead. We're going to talk. We're talking. We're discussing this. Okay. I'm going to let you, if that you provide and you protect. We got that. Now, what my money is, look, we for certain things, we have that. I'm not there to flash it and whatever I'll take it. You ask me on certain things that we want to do and we agree and we're going to move together, then we go on it. But I'm not going to be throwing it out there or whatever, oh, and it make him feel bad. Why? We had discussed these things, so we're at a point that I'm comfortable with and he's comfortable with. So that all these little extra things, that's hard to answer because we are, the premise is that it is already in place. And it's agreeable on both sides, and we're on the same page.
All right. Suppose you're not going to brag about what you have, but he already knows that you make $250,000, right? So he says, babe, why don't you put the money up for the house and you take care of that? But we should live here. I like this area. I know I can't afford it. You understand? We're on the same page mentally. I just can't afford it financially. Can we, this is where I want us to live. I'm the man, and I prefer us to live there. I prefer us to be there. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, you want me to answer, or are you just
yeah.
some
yeah,
more?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So do you put the money up so y'all can live in a better neighborhood, which you even is more comfortable with? Because he can't support a certain amount of house.
Yes.
If he makes a certain amount of money.
The answer was yes. Yes. Now
you put the money
again.
Up. Okay. Right.
I would put the money up. Why?
And then you'll pay. Right. And then you pay. Would you pay the bills? Like pay. Like can you take it a mortgage while he pay? Like you know, like the gas, maybe the electric and the cable.
Okay. Now listen. Listen.
So y'all
what's
on the same page. He love you.
But
y'all on
well,
the same page.
Oh, let me
but
answer
he
the
loves
question.
You get to say
you ain't saying nothing slick here, baby. Let me tell you. Again, the thing is, we put up for the house. Look, we're of the same mindset. So whatever I did, I was a thinker, maybe making moves and understand and using some wisdom and to make things happen. We agreed that we're on the same page, have a similar mindset. So he's a hustler. He may not have it now, but the thing is, he has resources. He can think and he knows how to maneuver. He has resources. And then we can become a power couple. I may have had more of it in the beginning, but with us working together as a team, we're working to be a force here. You know what I'm saying?
Basically
and so,
going by his potential. Suppose he just happy with his position.
No, but on the same page. If he's happy... First of all, in anything that you do, you need to be happy in it or have some passion about it to make it work. So like I said, we're getting caught up in, oh, it's only this. Listen, you keep forgetting the point that we have said that we're on the same page and we think similarly. So if I'm thinking like this.
But thinking similarly don't mean that you're doing the same thing.
You don't mean that you're doing the same thing. But he has that in him to make things happen. He has resources and can plug in to make things happen. The thing is, a mindset is if you got the right mindset, you know how to make particular things happen. Come on now.
Okay.
On
what
now.
About he don't? What about he make one thing happen? He's
you
working.
Funny.
He's happy. He's happy. We're about you know. No, y'all listen. You're not gonna do this to me. He made one thing happen. He's good at his job. He makes $65,000. He get up in the morning. He likes that. That's what he makes happen. He makes that happen, his job. He's a bus driver. He goes to work. He gets up. He's happy about his job. He makes that happen, that bus driver happen, that bus driver's job happen. And he's never late. He was never late. He's never absent. He gets up whether he's sick or not. He's a go-getter in terms of his job. He makes $65,000 a year. You with the house. So you said that you would put the money up for the house and you would pay the bills, right? So you will put the money up in the house, for the house.
I didn't say that. That's what you added.
First of all,
how you living? You living on his standards or your standards? Whose standards?
No, sir. Here you go. Keep moving the goalposts here. You stated the original question was, and the thought was, okay, because of his salary, and we both agreed that. And what I'm used to, whatever, he says, okay, let's move here. I can't afford it at the moment, but let's get this house or whatever. But then the thing is, okay, I'll put up the money for the house. Okay, then you provide it for debt. After that, you keep the things going with what you got. Every now and again, I'll step in or whatever. But the thing, see, that part, let's not forget that part right there. I can get it started where we are, but then I step back. No, I didn't say that I put the bill for every daggone thing. We're working together. So the thing is, all right, so I can afford it. So why do we have to live in a bad neighborhood or be honest? We can have a nice place to live. And, okay, I put the initial and get it started, put it down. And then you take care of whatever else that needs to be done. This is how you work
like
together.
Like what? Do you know how much a house costs? Okay, Lou, what kind of house is you talking about?
No, what
how
kind
much
of
house
what
you
kind,
No, no, no.
Because kind of house are you talking
if
about?
He earns
you came up with the scenario. You came up with the scenario.
If he earns, let's go by his income, $60,000,
mm-hmm.
right? He can afford at least a mortgage of $200,000, and that's going to be tough. But the mortgage lease will be the mortgage to be at least about $2,000, maybe a little bit less, maybe more, depends on where you live at, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, at least, right, at least about $150,000 house, $200,000, at least $250,000, no more than $250,000. With an income of $2,000, that's not including everything else. So let's just say you're paying all together $5,000 a month, right? And I think that's a little bit more than 40% of his income, right? I think it's like 40% of the income. First of all, if he's making $1,000, that's way more than 40% of his. He don't make 40 times the rent, well, 40 times the mortgage, right? So would you pay the rest? Would you, like, help him with the bills and everything? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, would you pay half of the bills? He needs your help. He's only making, would it be fair for him to pay most of the bills when you make $250,000? Would that be fair for him?
Okay. Now, let me ask this. I'm going to start off by saying this. Look, don't you even try give me a whole laundry list of things or whatever and think I'm forgetting where we started, what's going on here. First of all,
Ayana did that.
Look, but I ain't Ayama and I ain't Ebony. I see and I hear what's going on here, and I see. So I'm going to answer your question. You said a whole lot of things, but the bottom line is, yes, I make more money, and so who the house and what have you. The thing is, what we started off was that we're of like minds, and we move similarly. And you said, what if he likes his job and he loves it? Absolutely. That's a beautiful thing. But again, where before that was, we have like minds. So this is what he loves to do physically. He gets great joy out of this. But also he has a mind to know that he's investing his money. He's putting it into different things, have most other streams of income and of hobbies and things that he likes and entrepreneurial things going on. So he is thinking and he can move like that. So right now I may have more money. But that's the thing. Who said... Well, you did say your specific was $60,000. But I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. No, you ain't going to catch me with that one. No, because the bus, the,
No, listen. Answer to that question. Answer that question. Then we're not together. Period. Because you took out everything that went before that. I said, if he meets these criteria and we're all evenly yoked and we're on the same page and same mindset, similar mindset, then I can do it. Now, you don't change up all the very...
No, okay, so that, no, you said evenly yoked. Okay, let me ask you this.
No,
I'm going to ask you, so evenly, does evenly yoked mean same in terms of financial? Because now you're saying you took him from a bus driver. I just said paying bus driver. So your evenly yoked is, you said... He has to have retirement. You know, he has to have good money. He has to have investment.
That's what
you just said. Investment.
That's what Angela said. I'm giving examples of the mindset, how it will be similar and how it could be even yoked. You saying that
Listen.
That's just that's an aspect. I done gave you some. A whole lot of other things that went into play.
He got all your qualities. He just makes 60K a year. That's it. That's all he do. He don't do no investment, no nothing. He don't know nothing about that. He's a good man. He go to church on Sunday, get up, he fix you breakfast. He makes $60,000. You make $250,000. He want to go half, and he wants you to pay most because it's only right, because you make more money.
Well, that's not, we're not of a similar mindset. What are you talking about? That's what you think.
So because,
I already told you what
okay,
my...
I'm going to be the bus driver. I'm going to be the bus driver.
And you talking that nonsense?
We're done. We're over.
Don't even... Look, like Tiffany, don't even stop. Keep walking. Keep going. No. I already told you what it was. No. Where I'm going to
be the bus driver. No, Avon.
You most of the game.
I'm going to...
Go ahead.
Bro, it's driver. Hello, Avon, like you. I'm going to fix you breakfast. I'm going to church, baby. You know, but I'm only making $60,000, you know. And I know you make $250,000, babe. We on the same page about everything. Can you pay most of the bills? You know, I want to live in a decent neighborhood. I know my salary. Can we do it, babe? You know, we in this together. You know, I don't know about investments. And now I make $60,000, but you make more. And I need a bank account with both of our names in it, you know, because you make more money. So you pay more, and I'm going to need, like, an allowance or something. Because it's not, come on. If I was making more money, I would do it for you.
You know, baby, you know, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. And I wish you well in your life. And you find the right one for you. But it was nice. It was good.
So you get rid of me? You get rid of me because I drive a bus? That's what you trying to tell me? I got everything that you want me to have, so I don't have all the money. So you get rid of me because of that? You make $250,000. You so cheap you can't pay all the bills or have most of the bills. I pay, instead of 50-50, can we do 60? No, can we do 70-30? Because you can afford it. Don't you love me?
No, but again, you know, I wish you well.
Oh my God, you don't love me. You don't love me.
I did say that. So, you know, not everybody is meant to be together. You know what I'm saying? We're incompatible. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the one for you. I'm not the one for you. It's not you. It's me. It's me. It's not you. So, you know. You deserve more than me, so I'm going to step away. You know, I'm going to do the right thing because you deserve more. Yeah, you know, but it was nice. I really got more.
You got it. You got more. I wish somebody had got more now.
No, that's it. You're
love
right.
You, baby.
I got more. You don't. You're working on your more.
With me, why? Because I'm a bus driver. Why? Why we can't be together now?
You're talking about black excellence, with me. My brother. My black excellence, my brother. That's what we're talking about here. We're not gonna get stuck in whatever it is.
Avon, I don't believe you just told the bus driver you don't love him. I don't believe it, Avon.
See, look, again, that's what Tiffany said. That's what y'all said. I didn't say that. I didn't say nothing like that. I said what I said.
Like
the,
but
and you said
that he got his standards. Standards was money because he had everything else. He just didn't have enough money.
He had everything.
The man is perfect.
Nah,
he fixed you breakfast and bed.
That's, you know, you listed things that might have been perfect for you. That wasn't perfect for me, all that list that you had. That was...
So basically he has to have some retirement money and all of that?
Look, I didn't say all that. I said what I said. Okay? You know, don't try to twist it around or whatever and fool these people out here. They heard what I said. Look, maybe they heard what I said, but they did that Ebony K. Williams trick. They got triggered, and you know what? Let's talk about that as well. Folks got triggered for whatever it is. They heard a whole lot of things that she did not say. I sat there and listened to it a few times, and I'm listening to the comments and what people were saying. And they responded to. I said she didn't say any of that. Where is this coming from? People making up things, and you and I have discussed that before as well. When people get triggered, they shut down. They shut down. Whatever that trigger is, whatever, a lot of people feel that they're under attack now. They get like, oh, wait a minute. Now I have to be in defense mode because I don't feel safe here right now. I don't feel good about this. I think that you're coming at me because this is what they're hearing. Oh, that's a mediocre job. So you ain't this. You're not good enough for me. But this is something that you felt internally, that she didn't say any of that. So that was a recording that you had going on inside of yourself, inside of your head. So that's what you're feeling about yourself. So, and then you know how we do that. We all have done it. When we in our feelings and we have a certain thought or belief in our head and somebody says something and then we're ready to go off. Oh, and this and this and this and that, whatever. And then when you get finished your rant, you look at the person and they'll look at you and say, what are you talking about? I didn't say that. And I found myself in that situation quite a few times. So I said, if I know that I do it, I know other people do it. I have observed other people do it. Because I know what I said. I know what I said. And then somebody's going to tell me something else. That, no, you said this. You did. So no. There was a lot of triggerization going on here. So what do you think about that? Do you agree with that? Or what are your thoughts on triggers and what it caused people to do?
Think about what I think about it is that I just believe that I mean, it's your preference. That's what I believe. That's the number one thing. It's your preference.
But we're talking about triggers.
I just believe that
being triggered.
I mean, people are going to be triggered because if you saying that if a bus driver is looking for a woman that's of excellence and you telling him that he can't get that, of course he's going to be triggered. It's like,
that's the key.
Who told what?
In the case, let's bring it. Because Ayana
said that she was wrong for thinking like that. And everybody
Ayana
else
said that. Yeah, go ahead.
Said that, right.
Right, but what happened? What did Ebony say? That triggered because, what? She didn't say it. Everybody got up in their feelings, but had nothing to do with what she said. And that's what I'm saying about triggers. That's something else that was going on. That has to be played out. If you go back and listen to that video, with a clear mind, an open mind, just listen to what was said. It's like, how the heck did we get to this? I mean, the stuff that was coming out of people's mouths and
no,
and,
I understand
know,
that. And I totally understand that. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm totally understand what you're saying. And I believe that's happened, that people got triggered from it, and she wasn't even saying that. She was, first of all, when you're talking about relationships, how you going to get triggered about somebody else's standards or how they feel? Some men don't like fat women. You understand what I'm saying? Some men won't date fat women. Some men won't date, you might have a preference. You understand? It's nothing wrong with that if that's what you want, because that's personal. You're going to be with this person for whatever amount of time. So that's personal. You understand what I'm saying? You can't, you have to understand that that's your particular relationship. That's different. That's not the public. The public is not going to be there behind closed doors. Okay, and relationships is just not that cut and dry. You just date a person, and okay, it don't make a difference with their background. It don't make a difference with their religion. It don't make a difference about their financial status. It don't make a difference. So say, for instance, you date somebody who, and it don't matter how much, y'all both can make the same amount of money. And suppose you're good with money, and then or he's good with money and she's a spender and she's just reckless with her money. Her credit is messed up, but she make a lot of money. She's irresponsible. Regardless of what, y'all not on the same page. So it does matter. Income matter. Social status matter. Religion matter. All of that matter. And that those issues do come up in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And if a woman makes more money than a man, and she expected him to be a provider, how is that so? It cannot work. And there's ways you can make it work, but you have to be strategic about that. That's just not no cut and dry. You heard what Ayana said. She said she'll put her money up.
Mm-hmm.
She said she'll put her, she's in a prenup. So she already figured it out, like, okay, you know, if I date somebody, you know, I'll date him and, you know, we could build together. Suppose at a certain age you tired of building. That's another thing. You 80, 60 years old, 70 years old, you might be tired of building. You might say, you know what, I want to build. Okay? So it's mm-hmm. different ways. It's different scenarios.
Absolutely. Yeah, so a whole lot of things were going on there. Yeah, you got to be careful. You can't tell somebody that they're wrong how they feel. Now, you might be able to offer another perspective, but you can't tell somebody they're wrong for how they feel. That's the no-no.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's what she was saying herself. She didn't say that the world, as black women have been, I know my mother and I'm sure other people's mothers having children. Look how many children that's in the black community that's not in financial position. So obviously we're not thinking like that as black women. Majority of black women is not thinking about their financial when they have children even. Because how much does a child cost? $100,000, $200,000 for one kid?
That's a lot of money.
Our community continues it. So are we really thinking about our financial stability? So even if one or two of us decides that we're going to think about that, is that a real big topic?
What you mean a big topic?
That's
of
what
had happened?
If she did say she don't want to be a certain type of man of a certain type of status,
mm-hmm.
what is wrong with that? I'm confused. Not everyone is in that position. That's just her. That's what she wants.
Exactly.
That's what she wants. And then, you know, I understood Omar Johnson said that, you know, collectively, I know we're doing individualism. But it do start individualism because black people don't have resources to not be a part of the larger society. Here's what I mean. I have children. My children go to, can the majority of black children go to black businesses to work, get benefits, and survive like that? So we have to start individually, and then we take our individual skills and bring them together collectively.
Correct. You got to get
it. She didn't talk about... Right, she wasn't talking about that, but maybe she don't know how to do that. Maybe she just know how to start with herself, and then other people that's good at certain areas, they come up with a solution, and maybe everyone can chip in. Because we don't have the resources to just say, you know what, we're not going to go and work. We're not going to go do this. We're not going to go do that. We need more resources pouring into our community. We don't have businesses and schools and hospitals and stuff set up.
And that's a whole nother topic there on how to get that in order. So that's a whole big topic right there. And we're going to have to get that. And the thing is, we have to work on multiple situations at the same time. We have to multitask that because we got a lot of things that's going on, and you can't just stop the world. You just focus on this, and then you got this going on over there. So there's multiple things going on there, and that's where the collectivity has to come into play. Those that know, help and share what you know to help get us to that point. So we know what the situation is. So we got an agenda. This needs to be taken care of, this, and that. Okay, so let's break it down, and then everybody takes their piece of the pie, which is, okay, well, I understand whatever. Okay, I'm in finances. I am not. But let's say I am a whiz in the finances, okay? So what I do by going about my life and getting myself in order, making sure I am taken care of in order, my family, whatever is in order, and while my children, whatever, I'm teaching financial literacy, I'm teaching my people that's in my house, start within my house, and then go out for me and my family and out into the community. But if you have enough people doing that, then we can get something done. But we have to be about it and doing that and be aware of it. Right now, it seems like we're just moving a lot, not all. You got some people that are aware and they're on top of it, but we got to pay attention and move with purpose and intention. What's our intention, you know, and how we're moving? We got to pay attention. Because it's serious. It's serious out here. So that's how it's going to start. But the thing is, no, we don't put down, you know, you don't put down anybody. But the thing is, you want the highest quality and have the highest of standards. And then it's even beyond a white supremacy and all this other stuff. For yourself as a person, you want to...
I'm just saying that I don't think that she was trying to put anyone down. That's like saying some people won't go to college and some people not. Some people, you know, should go to trade school. It doesn't make that you a bad person. There's people, there is levels to this. Whether we like to say it or not, there's levels to this. Everyone is not the same. You understand? So there's just levels. You know, if you go to school, you get good grades. You get, you know, there's the difference between the student that gets A's and there's the difference between students that get C's. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you take a test to get certain certifications. That's why, you know, that's why they have leaders. Like, what makes you a leader? Why everybody can't be a leader? You know, so these are aspects of stages of authority, of performance, and it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. The whole thing is relative. It's all relative to what you want, what you expect for you and your family, and how you plan on rolling. So, yeah.
Correct. There's no one way of doing it. Like you say, it is relative, and there's different levels and different groups and different people doing certain things at a certain time. So a lot is going on to make this world go around here. So, yeah. And we have to become aware of that and not get to be so judgmental. It's one thing to sit and judge what is right or wrong for you. As a society, we need to come to an agreement and be on the same page so that everybody is not doing any old thing and everything, creating chaos. So we need to have order some type of way. And then there are people that emerge as leaders, but then we have to get back into our right minds and, as to what we consider a great leader for us or what to do. And there's something that I had come to the conclusion years ago when it should not be a surprise, but unless it, well, I won't go into it today, but we all be surprised by who's behind it all. And when you play the blame game and pointing the fingers, whatever, if you understand from a spiritual point of what's going on here, people would be speaking very differently if you knew who you are and what's happening and what's going on here. So I'm going to leave that at that right now. But getting back to the topic at hand, it was people, it opened up the door, like Ebony said, for a bigger conversation that needed to be had. Now, what happened because of a soundbite and what was pointed to her specifically by Iyanla, it brought out other conversations that need to be had. And what we can see and what was exposed is that people are triggered. People are feeling a type of way and whatever. And then breaking it down to a smaller scale, like what we talk about all the time is, all right, this is showing up in your life and in your faith. So what is it that you need to get out of this? And what do you need to be doing about the situation? Because it's showing up in your life. So when we break that apart, okay, that's the individualism. How about that? Look, it's showing up to you. So what do you need to be doing? What's going on with you? You're feeling a way about it. So what needs to be done? What should you be doing? These are questions the deeper questions, the bigger questions behind the surface stuff. Everybody is just the way that it's feeding, conditioned to, you know, ready to explode, whatever. There's so many things that's going into your psyche that we don't even realize. And it's going down and you're constantly hearing things, whatever. You're reacting to certain things. Why is this? You have to guard your mind, guard your gates. Something is going on here. You're being warned. Just by being triggered that something is going on. It's letting you know that something is happening that you need to become aware of. You need to investigate. You need to look into that. Because then when you mastering yourself, you don't get pulled and jerked all over the place because of what somebody else said, what somebody else is doing. You are grounded in your beliefs and your thoughts, and then you move from there, and you know how to interact with other people. So, I don't know. That's just some of my thoughts. Anything else that you you'd like to say, or you have any thoughts on?
I know when she made a response about the community and stuff like that, I didn't believe that response. I just thought that she was pressured into cleaning it up, but I think it would have been more beneficial if she just would have just been herself and just say, that's what I prefer. I'm not telling everyone that they have to live by my standards. You understand? Be happy.
Exactly.
The whole thing is, if you're good with what you're doing, you're good. Why is it that everyone is trying to, you know, force her into saying that she would date a certain type of person? We it's not like most black women don't date high, you know, these so-called six-figure high-value men. So what is the problem? One or two say that they want a certain type of caliber of man, or they expect certain things. First you hear, oh, y'all need to choose better. Don't get no justice. Don't do this. Don't get that. Don't get, or, you know, you're average as best. Or, so, you know, when average as best was out. No one complained about Average at Best. Now, she mentioned something that Average at Best became an insult.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the double standard?
You know what? Go ahead. When you said something, Average at Best, that kind of set something off in my mind. I said, the question you asked was, when did it become an insult? It seems to be an insult on both sides. It is. People are triggered, Average at Best. So what the bigger question is, why are you triggered? Anybody said, if you go by textbook definitions or agreed upon or the working definitions of certain things and understanding etymology and all these things, what is going on that is triggering people about that? It's something that you innately know, and it seems to me you feel a certain way about that. Why? Why would you be triggered? Is there something in you that may think that, maybe I'm doing my bare minimum and I could be doing a whole lot more, but I really don't want to? And I have a problem of you calling it out or bringing attention to it, because that means that you are you're forcing me to have to do more than what either I think I can or that I want to do. Is that more so what's going on? It has to be something more than a word, because people are feeling a type of way. What is going on? What are you hearing? What are you being conditioned to hear and feel about yourself? These things, we got to ask these questions. Why is this? Where is this coming from? I'm noticing, these are questions I'm saying that we ask ourselves. I'm noticing a pattern here. I'm seeing women are feeling a way about this, and then the men are feeling a way about this. But we're saying the same thing. So where is this? And that's the big part. You got to realize when you step back, wait a minute. We're saying the same thing. We're feeling the same way. So why are we upset with each other? What is going on here? Where is this stemming from? You're always doing that self-work. Why am I feeling this way? I feel that we're on the same page. We agree to this. So why am I fighting you? What are we fighting each other for? What is going on here? Where is the miscommunication happening? Where is this misunderstanding happening? You know, so we have to ask.
Because you are what you think about. So if you think it, a lot of people is triggered by the word that average, is because a lot of us are not living up to our true potential. We're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, most people are not happy. They're not happy at their job. They're not happy in their relationship. They're not happy with their life. So it's something in them that understand that they living below even their own means. It's not even about what no one else says. It's about living below your own means. It's okay to do anything that you want to do, but are you really truly happy with it? Because that's going to resonate in your relationships. That's going to resonate in the world, how you feel about what you're doing, what you're putting out, what you're giving up. So it's a trigger to a lot of people because they're like, oh, average. Well, you know, my grandfather was bus driver. My this was a bus. Yeah, a lot of us, especially, you know, parents, right, our ancestors, they sacrificed. Two things that they wouldn't want us to see us do.
Correct. To put us in position.
Or if you feel that, and whatever you're doing, just be happy with it. Just be good with that. If that's where life leads you right then and there, you don't have to impress no one. Just be good with what it is you want. Know that that's what it is for you. Be true to yourself. be happy what it is in your position in your life.
I agree.
Okay. And so everyone is not going to be on the same level, and that's okay too. Some people process stuff different. Some people think different. What might seem mediocrity to you might be great to someone else, depending on their level. It's relative. If you are alcoholic and you went to AA and you stopped drinking for 2-3 days, you became sober, huge. Okay, that's a huge accomplishment. So it's relative to where you're at.
Okay.
And so it depends.
It does. Wow. And that's I hope our listeners hear this. You know, a lot of our listeners, I'm sure that you understand where we're going. Pass the word on and help some others that might not see it or understand what's going on here. But you have to stop and do that self-inventory. That's it. And that got nothing to do with anybody else. It's what you're thinking, what you're doing, and what you're feeling. As you had said, Angela, what about you? What are you doing for yourself, or what do you have set up for yourself that that you abide by, that you want to live by, that you can stand on, that makes you feel good, that makes you feel accomplished in whatever that means for you? You know, you need to do that. And then once you understand that and get that for yourself, remember, if those of us that got children, whatever, or if you don't have them, but somebody's always watching you and they're learning from you. So I'm not going to say, because people get triggered with that too. Oh, I am not my brother's keeper. I'm not responsible for so on and so on. I'm responsible for myself. But in this thing, we're all in it together. We better realize that one way or the other. Now, and what we have said, what we have come to the conclusion was that your responsibility to the world is being true to yourself and learning and doing and understanding yourself, putting yourself in position. And by being great at being you, do what you do, people learn from that. They pick up a whole lot of things from you, whether you realize it or not. Somebody is always watching you and seeing what you're doing. And it's not always a bad thing to do something, but they admire you. They're trying to figure out how to do certain things in their life. There's something that you're doing that strikes a chord in them, so they want to emulate that. You know, and this is how they teach and learn how to get to the groove of who they are. So be the best you and enjoy that. And people are learning from that, and they're picking up on that, energetically wise as well. You know, those are some of my thoughts. Angela?
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree that you should, you know, enjoy who you are. And you can have your own standards without offending other people. You know, one of the things that you said, and I want to touch on that real quick, is, you know, we say a couple of things in the community, and a couple of, especially in a relationship. We say provider, we say protector, men saying women should, and, you know, they got degrees and they, you know, they go to school and they get an education. But my question is, how many afford for a woman to stay home and raise children in 2020? How many are there? Do you have an idea? Like, is this realistic for the average black man? That a woman she don't have to get no education. She can just stay home and just focus on the children.
Okay.
And taking care of him.
the way I want to preface it with this, like you said, there are levels to this. This all this thing called life here and how you do it, there's levels to it. At the lower rung of the ladder, what's going on and where we're at now, and that's all about the mindset as well. If that mindset is not elevated and understands the higher thinking, got higher thinking going on here, the answer would be no. No, you cannot.
What do you mean higher about, thinking? I'm talking about just right now, just in terms of.
That's what I'm talking about. I will, from where I'm coming from, I will always have that spirituality plug in and coming from that thought. So that's where I'm coming from, period. But now we're asking for on the mundane level of what's going on in the world today, and for a lot, not all. This is what the numbers and what people are saying, whatever. But there is a, you know what? No, I'm going to be careful with that. No, I'll put it out there. Well, what is the tip? No, I'm saying no, not just. Not that I'm afraid of anything, but you and I, you know better. But I'm saying this. I'll put it this way. Depending on where your mind is, you are what you believe. If that's what you believe it is, that's what it is. And if you are of that mindset, and from what you see here and dealing on the mundane level here, and you believe in what this construct that we have going on here, then no, you can't. The most of the people on that, I'm not saying that, very clear, I'm not saying that anybody's thinking in these terms, what's going on here. You're just going by what they're saying, what's the man.
Your phone is breaking up.
Can you hear me?
Your phone is breaking up. Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, it was just breaking up.
Okay. So, no, I don't think that a lot of those who have that mindset, I'm going to put it that way, cannot make it. You cannot make it. And I specifically, I'm going to stand on that one. I'm not going to be swayed to say,
so you
oh,
say the average one, so is it realistic?
I'm not saying
for
average
women,
mind,
a
I'm
black...
just saying they're of a certain mindset. That's what I am saying. That's what I'm saying. So go ahead. Finish what you're about to ask.
Is it so? Should a woman should? And I'm talking about a young woman about going to rethink about going to school and college, find her a man to provide for her. Average woman, average man. Should an average woman just think in terms of that way? That's being pushed heavily in our community.
Is that realistic?
Know. That's all I'm saying.
See, like I'm saying, what the mindset is, it depends on what your mindset is. That's the understanding of that one. But those who are not, and can I handle that or not thinking beyond that? No, they can't. They cannot. It's not going to work. It's not going to work because that vibrational energy and that mindset is can't support it because you're not thinking in those terms. So you're thinking of lack and not having enough and I only can do this or whatever or I don't want to do this. If you're there in that mindset, no, it can't happen. It just cannot happen. It won't happen. So it's in the mindset. So that's why you have to be in control of your mind. And that's what's going on out here. It's a battle for your mind. It's a battle for your mind. And if you don't get a hold of it and claim it and do what you need to do for yourself, there's, let's say, forces out there that are willing to do it for you. I will say that.
Mm.
That's what I say.
All right. So basically, you saying yes, is that a yes or that's a no?
I said, if you are of a particular mindset that don't see anything other than that you can go beyond that or break through that, then the answer is no. Nope. You cannot. They cannot support. They cannot support and stay home and tap into that soft life if you don't have that mindset. You just can't. It's what you think and put your energy towards and that belief behind, that's what you manifest. If that's not your mindset and what you're thinking, you cannot. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say it like that, just like that. If that's not where your mind is, you cannot do it. No.
Mm.
And then the second part of that is getting control of your mind.
And from what you see, what you hear, what you know of the current situation, the current social status of black women, black men, can the average woman, and I guess you answer that, I'm not sure, stay at home? And I understand you said the mindset.
And that's what I'm going to say. That's what it is. It cannot happen unless you're there. You have to be in your mind. What? As a man or as a woman thinketh in his mind, so there is he.
So you saying that it has to be in your mind? As long as it's in your mind?
For those who believe in the Bible, Quran, the Torah, what do they tell you? In the beginning, what was going on? What happened?
I'm talking about financially. Can a woman afford, can most black women afford, majority of black women afford to stay, like can a man, a black man take care of a woman and just stay home and have kids?
Well, I said that's my answer to no matter how you phrase it or say finances, material things, spirituality, your health, whatever. If you ain't there mentally, you ain't going to be there. You are where your mind is. That's what controls
all this. I'm just saying that, with that, what you said, do you feel that most people are there mentally, most men are there mentally to take care of their wives? I mean, to marry young and to be able for your daughters to stay home and have children.
Like I said, I've seen examples and hear things. I know through certain statistics and stuff, they're skewed and what have you. All I know is the understanding of, from what I understand, I cannot say, but I know that there are some that are there. And what I can say to all is grab a hold of your thoughts in your mind. And that's what it is. Let's do that. Instead of get caught up in this minutiae and all this other stuff that's going on here, get control of your mind and then make happen what needs to happen for you. And then once you get that together, it's a collective thing that's going on as well. Do that. Like I said, all this other stuff, it's a bigger picture. Get control of your mind and thoughts, and then you can do whatever it is that you want to do. You have control over that. We need to do that. If you believe that somebody else is more powerful than you and God, and you can't get in preventing you from doing this and that, guess what? So it is. You gotta get control of your mind. That's what I'm going to say, and that's what I'm going to keep putting. I'm not going to plug it into all business. No. That's what I say. That's what I'm going to stand on. And that's the answer to my answer to the question. Other people may answer it differently, but that's what I'm saying it is. And that's where I'm going to be. That's right. Everybody has the choice, the free will to do what they are going to do, what they want to do. That's their dominion. They can do that. But from where I'm coming from and what I'm directed to say and do, that's how I have to phrase it. I can't go back and do it any other way. That's how I have to phrase it. If that answers your question, I don't know, but that's how I have to phrase it.
No, you said it the way you said it, the way you feel that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on it?
From what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, what people are saying, I don't think so. Like, you know, Black people have to build an infrastructure, you know, of more financial stability. Black men need, you know, more financial stability overall to be more in control of how they earn in power. That's what I feel, you know. And it's not, it's a lot of women don't have those options of just staying home. They have to help with the household and, you know, paying bills, and that's not their reality. Because the state of the economic state of our Black men. You understand? And so it's not mm-hmm. like the majority of women, especially we're talking about younger women, just for them to go to college and find a husband, because a lot of Black men is not even in the colleges. A lot of them is not earning money like that, because they'll tell you. I'm talking about what they say on the internet and what they are, you know, the talking points. You know, Black women earning more, Black women get all the jobs and opportunities, and, you know, it's tough for Black men. So if it's tough for Black men, how do they expect for women to be, to sit home, you know what I'm saying, and just raise children? How do they expect that? Is that expected by majority or just a few of those people, just those with those talking points? Now, if you can afford that, then that's fine. But is most men saying that? Like, it's a lot of confusion to me, you know? Like, if you make $50,000 a year, and you're telling your woman that she shouldn't, you know, be in school or working, that's not going to work. So the average apartment is like $2,000, and you get, and if you live in New York and you're doing the 40 times the rent, you got to meet it for apartment. If you make $80,000, according just to certain rules, you only can afford an apartment that costs $2,000. Do you understand? So this is what we are facing, and we have to look. I think we have to look at the whole picture. Just not like, oh, okay, you just, you know, stay at home and just, you know, you want to be out there working and, you know, being masculine and acting like a man and, you know, work and going to school. Or you want to do that instead of, is it that we really want to do that or we have to?
Mm-hmm.
Do women really have to do that? Do they want to do it or do they have to do it? You know, and you and I was talking about that. You was mentioning that there's a new movement called the soft life.
Right.
You know, whatever that means. I don't know what that entails. You understand? So seriously, like, do that mean that women just don't work? And if they don't work, how are they, you know, going to be taken care of? And then you could provide that soft life. You could start implementing that soft life. I do agree with that. It depends on what they mean by that. I don't know what they mean by that.
Exactly. You have to find out what it means to the individual and then have a agreed upon understanding so that we have a starting point so, you know, that we can build from there. Yeah. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot going on there. And what we have here is we know that we got multiple realms and realities going on at the same time. And on this, in this reality, this realm, this is the teaching, this is what called the earthly thing, teaching certain concepts of spirituality and life and getting an understanding of that. So that's what we're getting at this level here. And then once we understand and go through that, that helps explain the heavenly things and vice versa. So the thing is, you learn how to use them both and get that key so that you get your answers. And then you get your balance there. So, yeah, what's going on here is we have to understand how this thing works, what we are to each other, work together. And then we're seeing what happens when we go against each other and we don't recognize who and what we are and have that understanding of that. So that's what we're working out now. We're going to go deeper into these things over time. But, yeah, these are, you know, things that would be wise to consider. You know, we have to open our minds. And that's a oxymoron. Is that the correct term? That is what we did. We had an open mind, and then a whole lot of these conflicting concepts got in there. But then, you know, it shut down to the possibility of a different perspective. So we're going to have to, and I guess that's when discernment comes into play. We got to learn to discern what's what. But we have to open up and ask and be receptive to receiving answers. You got to ask the questions and ask for answers. So, and then be open and receptive to receiving them when they do come, because they're there. It's right in front of our face, but we have to tune into it, like tuning into radio frequencies. It's there. We got to get on the same frequency to have those frequencies coded but decode it so that we hear and pick up what's going on there and get it, making the order out of the chaos so that we can understand it. And then we get into alignment with that. That's also getting to alignment. So I think our folks are recognizing the language now. We're using it often enough and then they're hearing it elsewhere. The language is there. It's out there. And we're dialing in. And we're going to get it. It's already done. We got it. We're just doing the work now. We're working backwards. We're backing into it. We already see the outcome. Now we're just backing into how to get to that point, how to make that happen. So, yeah, then once we get it, then we all be in the soft life, men and women. Once we get that understanding of what it is that we're here to do. And once we make that connection, we all can be in that soft life, that sweet life.
You said men and women to be in their soft life?
We can all be in the soft life. You got to agree on what that soft life means, what it means. So that's what we're going to be working
wow.
on now.
Okay.
That is next step. But, I want to say,
wow.
it's deep, right? And I want to say thank you to Ebony and Iyala for sparking this conversation. You know what I'm saying? It's deeper. You guys talking on one thing, but the thing is to get you talking and to get people to open up and to see things in a different way. It's not all one way. Got to be open to see what's going. So I appreciate that.
So you appreciate them just mentioning that and Ebony being dragged through the mud.
No. I don't appreciate her being dragged, but I appreciate her being brave to have the conversation and to, you know, state her thoughts and stand on what she said. She did stand on what she said. Now, you know, people were hammering at her to force her to, but for what I saw overall, she stood her ground. She stood, she stated it quite eloquently. She said what she said. And she was able to repeat back what she said. And then there were people in the audience that agreed, yeah, she did say that. She said it that way. So the thing is, what was other people saying? That's the other thing you got to be careful of. You may be the scapegoat or put up there and, you know, seem like you're a target, but it's an opportunity for you to step back and get a different perspective of what's going on, get a deeper understanding of what's happening and what is going on. So I appreciate that. Everybody played their roles. You know, they played their roles in this, whether they realized they did or not. Everybody played their roles for the bigger conversation to be had and seen. So that's what I think on that. And, yes, I think we should delve more into this soft life situation and see what the people are talking about out here. Because people have very strong and definite thoughts and opinions on this and what it means and what have you. But I would say that let's be careful and remember what we're doing it for. We're trying to come together. I pray that's what we're trying to do. It doesn't sound like it, you know, but we're working to come together. We love each other, but now it seems that we're in a position that we don't like each other. And we're saying hateful and hurtful things to each other. Why? That's what we got to ask ourselves. Why? If the purpose is for love and that's the highest state to be in out there, and we're not just talking about romantic love. That's the most high vibrational thing out there, and it seems, let me be very careful and clear about that. What's being presented and put out to us, you would think that it's otherwise, and that's not what we want. You got to be careful who is saying these things behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? You got the keyboard bullies out here. You got people. You see faces out here, but what is the, who's behind those thoughts and words that's coming out of these folks' mouths? Do they realize what it is? Some people are very aware, and then some people are not aware of what it is that they're spouting out here. So I would caution us all to take the time to think about what you're saying and what you're doing. What is your goal? What's the purpose? What is your intention? Why are you saying these things when you know what can happen? Why are we doing this? Why do you do what you do? That's our homework.
But like that, some people feel that speaking their own opinion and speaking about what they want won't be so offensive to others. I mean, that would be a natural response, right? Like, okay, if I say this about myself, what is the big deal?
And that's always a great teaching point. You start with yourself as an example. Again, modeling. This is what I've experienced. So has anyone out here ever experienced something like this or whatever? And even not asking the question, many people out here, even whether they tell you or not, there are many people out there that experience what you did. And then that opens them up to, okay, so let me hear what this person thinks. Oh, I'm not the only one out here that this happened to. I'm not the only one that experienced this. I'm not here by myself. And when you can open up and hear that, that's the purpose of that. When you use yourself as an example, you use your life as an example with that intention to share and help people along. That's what your intention need to be. But if you're just out here to be a braggart and bragging, oh, I'm about this life, I did this or whatever, and look how great I am, whatever, that's a whole different energy. And it will cause different things to happen because of it. So what are your intentions? What are you out here to do? What is your purpose?
Before you go on, I just want to just remind the listeners that the conversation we have in tonight, today, is let's talk about expectations and accountability. So we're discussing the deeper meaning behind people's reaction to Ebony K. Williams' response on the Ayanna Vanzette show. Oh, it was Ebony's show, but Ayanna Vanzette is on the show. So just to keep y'all updated, so they're just talking about, was she paid a bus driver? And that's what we're just going through. Different people preferences and how we looking at relationships and how men looking at women and women looking at men and, our expectations and holding ourselves accountable for what we choose. Now, one of the things I would say is that if whatever you feel that you capable of your energy is capable of pulling, that's what you will pull. The whole thing is being a better person for yourself, just you showing up in the world as a good, decent human being. And that's the most important thing, because if you showing up as a good, decent human being, you will pull that energy. That's the energy you're going to pull. You showing up as a person that have morals, principles, and values, your energy will pull that. You are what you believe you are, and you can attract that of what you're thinking that you can attract. It's like the law of attraction. So it's no need to not, it's not about not anyone or saying that you don't want this and that. You don't have to say what you don't want, because you're going to basically get what you want on that level. And I know these conversations come up, but I think also, too, is a level of sensitivity that we have now in society. A lot of people are more sensitive. Mm-hmm. Which you could say back in the day is like you could be probably penalized now for. So that's another thing that we're dealing with. People are sensitive. They're emotional and spiritually sensitive to a lot of different topics and issues. And like you said, it's triggers that's going on here. And why are you being triggered? If it doesn't apply, like they say, let it fly, right? But you trigger because it do apply. You trigger because it do apply. Okay. So long as you are... and I think it's a lot of triggers because people are not happy. That's why the triggers come.
Exactly. So why would you say that they're not happy? No, and I agree with you. So what would you say
people
would be the reason behind it?
We just, because people are misinterpreting, like you said, they hear sound bites and misinterpret a lot of stuff. And they don't give people an opportunity to explain what they mean. They might have reason to believe and of why they think the way they do. We should be exploring that. When we hear people ask why? Why do you say that? Because that's their frame of thought. That's what they believe in. That's why it's sparking certain emotions in them, even. By the experience, like she was saying, Ebony was saying she had certain experiences with different, aspects of men. So it may be a reason why. Like, okay, why you wouldn't date a bus driver? Is there a particular reason? That's the more interesting part. What goes on with if you a woman of that status and you date a bus, why not? Okay, and then let her explain that. But I never even heard clearly why she wouldn't. But she did kind of said, expectations. She wants someone who feel like they should be, want more than being a bus driver. Because no one, and if somebody else mentioned that, do somebody wake up and say, I'm going to aspire to be a bus driver? Or do you be a bus driver because you have to sacrifice that because you need to take care of your family?
Exactly.
Is that something you really want to be? Right. and Ebony is saying, no, you know, I want someone who has more, you know, dedication and, you know, commitment to themselves even. So it's a couple of things, yeah.
Exactly. And just you're explaining it that way. What's the problem with that? I see no problem with that. But a lot of people did. A lot of people did. And like I said, they got triggered off a soundbite. And like you said, the bigger question was, or the next question would be, since Iyanna didn't do it, Iyanna like threw a grenade in the crowd and then ran. But then the next follow-up question would be, so what, and I like the way you said that, so what did you mean by that? Ask. If you're not sure before you go assuming, ask what somebody thinks. Just because we think in a certain way does not mean the other person is on the same page or thinking the same way that you are. Find out. Know for certain. Instead of guessing at it or being upset and caught up in your feelings, make sure it is what you think it is or not. But find out. Ask more questions. Go deeper. So I agree with that. Definitely.
Yeah. Exactly. Just real quick, I just wanted to just tell our listeners to please go on Instagram and Twitter and follow us at Conversation with AA. Post your opinions and what you like about the show and what you would like to see more of. If you're interested in being a guest on the show or have any topics or videos you want to discuss, just give us a call at 347-460-2813, or you can email your request to Conversations with AA at gmail.com. Once again, we are on, we are live every other Sunday, live, and you can call in at 515-605-9322. So thank you all for listening. Continue to tune in, and we really appreciate all your support. Go ahead, Avon, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I agree with Angela and everything she said. Yes, y'all, follow us. Stay in touch and let us know what you think and what's going on. I want to thank my co-host, Angela, for a great show. I had a whole lot of fun. You work me. You work me. I want you to know. I see you. But to our listeners, I want to say to you all, thanks for joining in and sticking with us. And I want you to all stay safe, be well. Have a great one.